On October 7, 2001, American forces entered into Afghanistan for what they said to defeat the Taliban and their associate Al-Qaeda. However, 11 years on, this so-called mission has still remained unaccomplished. All are being killed every day, both the foreign troops and Afghan civilians. And local people in Afghanistan are now growing weary of this war.
We are tired of this war. We want this war to end as soon as possible, because it's our own people who are being killed every day.
After Vietnam War, this is the longest running war for US. The US and NATO forces promised to create a democratic state, but the Afghan government repeatedly has been blamed for corruption and mismanagement. Also, Taliban is a stale challenge for them.
This war has turned to a big headache for both the US and Afghan governments, as they could not defeat the Taliban and bring peace and stability in Afghanistan.
Although the Western community has so far spent over $500 billion in the US war in Afghanistan, but the political and economic situation have not been positively changed. More Taliban warnings are visible, insecurity is high, and the joblessness is everywhere to see.
11 years military presence of foreign troops in Afghanistan and a spending of over $500 billion for so-called war against terrorism has reached a hard standoff. The poverty is acute, unemployment is high, and no one feels safe here.
This is worth mentioning that during the 11 years presence of US and NATO troops in Afghanistan, 2,135 American soldiers have been killed while 17,000 of them have been injured. The UK also has its own casualties, that 133 British forces, but apart from foreign casualties, 20,000 Afghan civilians have been killed in the US war in Afghanistan.
If you ask local people here about the outcomes of this war, you will get different responses. Some Afghans are saying US and its allies are looking for their own interests in their country. Others are blaming them for supporting the fighters to prolong their military presence. However, US commanders and generals bluntly reject these comments. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.